Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Zach Arnold's here. Hi.
Hello.
I'm sure you've got ones like that.
Yeah, people's names.
Well, let's start with Jim Nothing.
Yeah, so the song I brought in is Easter at the RSC, which just came out today.
Yeah.
Jim Nothing.
Great title.
Yeah, and well, it was written at the Graylin RSC. Jim Nothing, I heard him in an interview talk about how he likes to clear his head and go for a walk, likes to take a notebook with him. He's a notebook guy these days. Mm. And, his walk kind of goes through the Graylin Park. And then I think up Hakanoa Street and then, ends at the Graylin RSC. Jim Nothing's the project of James Sullivan, who's a longtime musician. He's drummed in bands like Bang Bang Etch. There's a really fantastic KEXP session where he is the drummer in Salad Boys. More recently, he's in groups like Wellness as well. He's also the resident garden expert on BFM Breakfast too. And so the photos...
Man of many talents.
Yeah, the photos that accompany the song have him standing outside his very lush-looking garden. His live band features some really heavy hitters too, like Anita Clark from Motua, who also turns up in the Phoenix Foundation.
Yeah, and who is suddenly everywhere.
Yeah, and Brian Ferry, who's a well-known producer, and he also runs the record label Melted Ice Cream out of Ōtautahi.
Different Brian Ferry.
Yes, different one.
Yeah.
I think... kind of in my notes I put that, you know, sometimes it's a bit easy or maybe a little bit lazy for folks to kind of hark back to the jangle of 80s Dunedin and the early Flying Nun.
But as a reference point.
Reference point, yeah. But I think with this reference, it does really ring true. The song reminds me of David Kilgour's early work, the early EPs from... Jean-Paul Sartre Experience, but then there's some kind of noisy guitars in the background that, kind of lean to that kind of expressway, Roy Montgomery, Plagal Grind kind of tone and textures. So
what is Jim Nothing doing on this? Is it guitar and voice mainly? All sorts.
Yeah. These songs do come out fully formed, and there was a single that was released either late last year or early this year about I think it was called Rally, and it's about just cruising around town on your bike and how good it is to cycle everywhere and how everyone should have one. The songs are recorded as Jim writes everything, and then the songs are recorded as a band, and they play live sporadically, and he'll grab folks and make it work.
Okay. Looking forward to hearing it. Jim Nothing is the artist, and Easter at the RSC.
Time is trying.
Hey, really enjoyed it. Thank you, Zach.
Oh, thank you.
That's right up my alley, that is. Easter at the RSC by Jim Nothing. Love that guitar sound.
Yeah, and it's taken from, well, Jim said that there's going to be a record at some point this year. So folks will just have to keep their eyes and ears open.
But he's done a record before.
Yeah, in the Marigold. So
that sort of sound?
Yes, maybe a bit more upbeat. This one's a bit of a slow burner, as you heard. But yeah, just really solid, catchy guitar songs.
Good stuff. Zach Arnold's our music critic today. A couple of great tracks for us and new music from Delaney Davidson, who's a good friend of the show. He's been on New Zealand Live over the years, and he's got new music.
Yes, a new album out tomorrow. No stranger to RNZ over the last 13 years he's been releasing music. I think tomorrow is the 10th album, his 10th solo album. And
he's done collabs though, eh? Barry Saunders and him did a project together, and
they did.
Marlon, Troy Kingy,
yes, Marlon Williams, Tammy Nielsen,
right.
And with this new album, there's a lot of notable co-writes as well. Hayley Westenra turns up,
bloody da.
Sam Scott, Marlon Williams is there, and Miranda Easton. The whole album was produced by Merck, who is Mark Perkins, who was in Phaser Days' live band for a long time, and has ties to Okie Dokie Studio and Shannon Matthew-Vanya, Tom Lark. What I really like about this song in particular is that it's such a total earworm, and it does go round, be warned. It's going to go round and round your head for a long time, particularly the way that he sings the high notes in the chorus.
It's more accessible than some of the stuff he's done, because he's always been a boundary pusher, right? And some of his projects have sort of been at the art end of the spectrum rather than the pop end of the spectrum, fair to say.
Yeah, and like in his bio it notes that he's influenced by folks like The Birthday Party, who aren't always the easiest listen. But
from the opening bars of this, it sounds like just a cool kind of cruisy track.
Yeah, and whether like... the way I perceive it, it's very different, and I'm really looking forward to hearing how that manifests throughout the whole album. Mm. He's going on tour in April with Chamber Music New Zealand, so seeing how...
Classic Delaney Davidson move.
Yeah, so seeing how these new songs work with that kind of accompaniment as well will be really exciting.
Wicked. Thank you. Out tomorrow, the album?
Yes.
And this is the title track?
It is.
Okay, Delaney Davidson sings Out of My Head. Zach Arnold, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Friends started pushing me around, never going backwards when you're up to the wall. I was out of my head, knowing I would never get the things that they said. Take me to the desert to look at the star, turn around and cover me a blanket of flowers. Going out of my head, nothing to do with you. Yes, darling, everything's true. It's got everything to do with you. And you can be a part of it too. Yeah, you can be a part of it too. The river, I'm holding you. see that starting to spread.
Yeah, that's Delaney Davidson and Out of My Head from the forthcoming album of the same name.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.